Welcome to the Georgia Department of Education, Georgia Math Talks podcast series.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Georgia Math Talks podcast series. We are excited to talk about an important topic in the state of Georgia, in the world of mathematics, and that is STEM and STEAM education. My name is Leah Snell. I'm the program manager at the Georgia Department of Ed.
And I'm Brooke Klein. I'm the secondary mathematics specialist at the Department of Ed.
And I'm Mike Wernicke, the elementary math specialist at the Department of Education.
We are super excited to have two special guests join us on this fourth episode of the podcast series. Our STEM and STEAM specialist who join us. So we'll ask that you introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Felicia Cullors, STEM Program Specialist for the Georgia Department of Education.
And Megan McFerrin, also a STEM Program Specialist.
Welcome, Felicia and Megan. Having Megan and Felicia here with us today is so near and dear to us in mathematics because our NCTM president a few years ago wrote an article that said mathematics is STEM. And of course, we believe mathematics truly is the language of the universe and is foundational to understanding real-life phenomena. So strategically, at the Georgia Department of Education, STEM and STEAM are housed in the CTAE program, but also we have a wing in our mathematics team of STEM and STEAM as well, and that just shows the importance of mathematics, and it shows our attempts to connect directly with the White House strategic plan. STEM is on fire throughout the nation, and a lot of people have questions about STEM, and STEAM is also relatively new, and there are lots of questions about what is STEAM, and in general, how do schools pursue STEM or STEAM certification, and why is it beneficial? So we have a lot of questions that we'd like to ask to help others understand what STEM and STEAM programming are. We'll start with STEM. What is STEM programming? What does STEM actually mean?
Well, for the state of Georgia, STEM is much more than an acronym. It's actually a transformative approach to traditional teaching and learning that fosters creativity and innovative thinking for all students. Mm-hmm. STEM and STEAM education, they not only make schools more engaging for kids, but it also builds skills that are required for college career in the 21st century.
So we know STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. So if a student has in their schedule a science class, a math class, an engineering class, a technology class, is that enough for STEM?
So both STEM and STEAM are an interdisciplinary approach. So when we're talking about STEM and STEAM certified schools, it's really a commitment to pedagogy and to instruction and to collaborative planning. So your science teachers, your math teachers, your engineering teachers, and for STEAM, your arts teachers are coming together to figure out where are the connections between disciplines and how do we provide that application to bring these subject areas to life.
Awesome. So how does STEAM differ from STEM? If a school was interested in pursuing STEAM certification versus STEM certification, what's the difference?
So here in Georgia, we're excited to be one of the first states to really be an innovator of STEAM education. It comes from our business and industry and our growth in the creative economy in Georgia, specifically thinking about our film industry and how we're preparing students not only for those jobs, but also our changing workforce. The argument is that all jobs are going to require those arts and design skills, but also it's a way to meet students where they are. How do we serve that student who loves music or that student who really wants to get up and move during their class and meeting students where their learning styles are. So for STEAM, it's an arts integrated approach, meaning you can't just become a STEAM school because you have a STEM program and an art teacher. It's bringing that arts content, the Georgia Standards of Excellence for Fine Arts and arts learning into all of the classrooms.
You mentioned that STEM and STEAM is really about an interdisciplinary approach to teaching and learning. Can you talk a little bit more about that and explain what that means? How would a school plan for something like that? that interdisciplinary approach.
Well, we encourage all of our schools to have collaborative planning amongst the teachers. So that requires that science teacher, that mathematics teacher, all of the teachers really sitting down to look at their standards and figure out where there are connections. Often when schools are getting started with STEM and STEAM, it is very science heavy. And we love that, and that's important to have the science. However, the mathematics sometimes gets left out, or we see measurement standards coming through, but it's not necessarily tied to the math content that the students are learning at that time.
With the planning, we do recommend as district level personnel, whether it's math coaches, science coaches, administrative teams are planning with teachers and looking at curriculum maps and pacing guides throughout the district. We ask our schools to look at mathematics and then look at the science and see how the science can support what's happening in math. One strategy that we found was that one school will take index cards and they will take all of the math concepts that are being learned in that 9 weeks or during that pacing time, and then they would take the science and then they would match and move the science around to where it nicely blends in with the mathematics. And also when looking at the arts, how do we get the arts in and how do we move the arts around to where it's supporting and on the same level as the math and science Georgia Standards of Excellence. So again, with that planning, we tend to say you're using your math pacing guides, but you're matching your science and your arts and moving them around to support the math so that way we're making it meaningful for students and it is a nice fit and we're pulling in some of those abstract concepts that are very hard for students to understand and learn sometimes. The Georgia Department of Education and our STEM and STEAM certifications, we're looking at the Georgia Standards of Excellence and how well they're being executed in the school, in the classroom. So that instructional practice, that pedagogy is so important in what we do and look for as a departmental team when we go into schools. And so when we start talking about certifications and what sets the Georgia Department of Ed apart is that we have so many factors. We have our business industry community partners. We have our career tech and agricultural education teachers working with our academic teachers and bringing in a nice experience for kids and really boosting learning at high levels. And the fact that we do have our CTAE division, which is our career tech and agricultural education division involved, and our business industry partners involved, as a state, that's what sets us above the rest. When we designed our certifications for Georgia, we had industry at the table. They were talking about the needs of Georgia and the Georgia workforce. So that's something that really brings it a nice blend and a nice educational experiences for our kids here. And we do have other states that look to us. So we're very proud to say that that's how we started and that's why we're looked at as a leader.
That is definitely something to be very proud of.
So can you talk a little bit more about how mathematics fits into the STEM STEAM?
Well, we had the honor of serving on the Federal Strategic Plan Committee, which convened all 50 states, and we talked about some, I guess, barriers for students going into STEM or STEAM careers. You know, what is the number one thing that's keeping our kids out of these careers? And I think it was unanimous across all 50 states that mathematics was an area that can easily deter a student from pursuing a career in STEM or in STEAM in some areas. So how do we fix that? How do we work through that? How do we tackle that issue as a nation and as a state? So one thing that we find in our STEM and STEAM schools is that it really does bring math to life for students. It gives them a way to apply what they're learning and see the math come, math in action. So it answers that question of, I'm learning about these quadratic equations, but when am I ever going to use them? It really does always answer that question of, when will I ever use this? Why do I need to know this? Why is this math important? And not only does it bring it to life, but it makes it fun for kids. Mm-hmm. And they can see a career by using the math skills that they're learning. This can actually lend itself to a job one day.
I just find that to be so awesome because, you know, mathematics being the language of the universe, that mm-hmm. it truly explains
phenomena, real life phenomena. In the STEM schools we visited, mathematics is truly relevant for students. They are on fire and excited to learn mathematics. And with mathematics being such a beautiful subject, you want students to have that experience instead of having an experience where it's lecture in isolation and students hate the subject. We want students to say we love math, and in the STEM schools and in the STEAM schools, that's what we experience. So thank you for sharing that. And we, as a team, also are focused on mathematics equity. And STEM and STEAM have come up as it relates to being an equalizer for students. So on the same lines of bringing mathematics to life, making math relevant in the STEM and STEAM schools, how do you see STEM and STEAM being an equalizer for equity purposes?
Well, in terms of STEAM, and one of the reasons why we have adopted STEAM as a state, is that studies are finding girls are more interested in STEM and STEAM when the arts are involved. Mm-hmm. We hear that consistently from our schools. How do we recruit more girls to be a part of our programs at the middle and high school level? It's bringing in film, it's bringing in the arts component. So that's a great opportunity to reach those students who have internalized at a young age, mathematics isn't for me, engineering isn't for me, and to give them that entry point.
So you've referenced schools before in conversation that are STEM certified or STEAM certified and perhaps are in an inner city community where there's been traditionally struggles, but when they implement STEM or STEAM programming, it completely transformed that school culture. And you've also mentioned middle school, Title I middle school I can think of in Houston County. Will you talk about a couple schools that are STEM certified that have really broken down barriers to some of the inequities that we see when it comes to teaching and learning?
Well, one of the good things about Georgia is that any school in the state of Georgia, no matter where they're located, area, can be a STEM or STEAM certified school. So that in itself speaks volumes for the work in that, you know, no matter where you are, if there's the innovation, the drive, the leadership present, that the school can start to transform the culture to bring in some innovative practices and to get students excited about learning in multiple areas. So for example, we have a STEM school in Houston County, which is Thompson Middle School, which is our first Title I whole school STEM middle school in the state. And in that school, all students are challenged at high levels. So all students have an opportunity to explore, to go deeper in mathematics education, to do the hands-on learning, which has yielded high expectations, just high results from all students, no matter what academic level that they come in. They work to build those students up, and the rigor in the lessons and the application is evident in all classes. So not just the high flyers or the gifted, but all academic levels are challenged, and they get to see the relevance in what they're learning. That's something that's important for our students to not only, they're learning and having fun, but they're learning how the subjects are applying to real world issues in their community. One partnership that they have is the partnership with Robins Air Force Base. Aerospace engineering is their big focus at the school. And in that, they get support from the community on how do we build this in? How do we use what's right here in our local community? Because one thing that we say about our STEM or STEAM schools is that they are part of their community. So it's not just the educators and administrators that are, this is our school, this is ours alone. The community is embracing the school as a whole. And one thing about Robins Air Force Base and the engineers and the personnel that work there, they've embraced Thompson Middle School and said, this is our future talent. So one good thing about our schools is not only does it help contextualize the learning for students in the areas of mathematics, in the areas of science, the areas of the arts, but it actually gives students an opportunity to see themselves in a future job in their community. So the overall goal is to expose them to careers, but careers that they see that's right down the road in their backyard that they may not even knew this exists. Mm-hmm. And it says, okay, we can go off to a university, but we also have a place in our community that we can come back to and get a job one day if we choose to. So again, it's helping build up local communities and the workforce talent, but also bringing in industry to help with some of that real life application. It's tied to their communities. So they do a really good job with their partnerships and actually bringing in some real life scenarios that students are able to solve in the classroom with the local partnership that they see every day.
So you talked about that there are over 1,000 schools in the pipeline who are seeking certification in the state of Georgia. So what do you see as some of the biggest challenges that they may face or some obstacles that they may run into?
I think one of the challenges is the STEM and STEAM acronym itself. It feels like it's something new. It feels like it's something temporary. It feels like the current trend. But really, when we're talking about STEM and STEAM, and this is what Felicia said when we first started, is that it's beyond an acronym. It's really, if we could change the name, it would be, these are the best practices in education. It's doing what's right for kids. So it's that reminder and that school culture shift that we're not doing this for a banner. We're not doing this because STEM and STEAM are the hot words right now. It's really doing this because it's going to make an impact on our students and their futures.
Wow, that's incredible.
I think one of the challenges with STEM and STEAM education is there are a number of misconceptions about what it is. I know myself, before I learned more about the program and what those acronyms really meant, I thought it was about 3D printing. I thought it was all about technology. And what I realized as I learned more is that it's really an approach, and it's an approach that's intended to be personalized to your community, as Felicia said. It's not necessarily all about that technology and that funding source of having that technology in your school. It could be your school focus is agriculture, or as Felicia mentioned, it's aerospace engineering, and it's really for all of the schools in the state of Georgia. And we leave that flexibility for them to personalize it. And that's where we're seeing it really move the needle in equity, is that it's making school relevant. It's making those connections within the STEM and STEAM curriculum in their school. One school that we have been really proud to work with is M. Agnes Jones in Atlanta. They have really moved the needle in education and the results that they've had within their school and within their curriculum. They recently became a STEAM certified school, and several years ago were a STEM certified school, and we'll talk a little bit about their journey.
So that's one of the schools in metro Atlanta, right, in inner city, where there's been historically socioeconomic challenges. But when the principal came in and there was STEM and STEAM focus, it transformed that culture, right?
Yes, that's correct. When we talk about STEM and STEAM, we're talking about changing school culture. And one thing that, as Megan alluded to, misconceptions, is that this is something that, you know, we can check the box and say that we're STEM or STEAM, but really that's only the beginning. So when you become a STEM or STEAM school, that's the beginning of your journey. And it's always a continuous improvement process. How do we get better? How do we continue to grow? And that's something that we commend M. Agnes for, is that they started with STEM, and then they said, hey, we're going to continue our journey. We're growing. We want to know, how do we make this better for our students? And they said, we value the arts, and we want to bring the arts in. So how do we become a STEAM school? So they started that journey and started that transformation, and they really did a great job with embracing the arts community, the local arts community, into their school. They used local artists to come in and speak with their students, and they featured local Atlanta artists throughout their building. And we feel that that's very important, that when we're talking about a STEAM school, that we're also talking about our arts community that's local and pertinent to that particular school community. So that's another partnership that's valuable when we're looking at STEM and STEAM, is let's not forget our community partners.
A project that really stood out to me at M. Agnes Jones is one where they had the students looking at and examining public art that was in their community. So a mural that the students were walking past on a regular basis. And they were able to really build interdisciplinary units looking at that work of art, and it made that personal connection for the students, something that they walk by, something that they see, something they care about, but also getting to that deeper root of, why do we need the arts and how are they pervasive in our lives? And how are mathematics, how is science, how is that a part of what we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis? They also have a very strong urban gardening program. They are in a food desert in Atlanta and actually have a garden on their school campus, as well as chicken coops and a number of different avenues for the students to really be invested in and engaged with their learning that covers a number of different disciplines and a number of different outlets.
So it sounds like there's a lot of growth in the STEM programming throughout Georgia. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, for example, how many schools are STEM or STEAM certified?
Currently, we have about 72 schools, but we do have roughly over 1,000 in the pipeline that are waiting to become certified. So we do have a task ahead of us, but we are proud to say that as we see growth throughout the state, we're also seeing growth as a Department of Education. So
recently, we have had the opportunity to add two new positions that are funded through Title IVA. We have two new STEM program specialists that are working specifically in our South Georgia region. One is in the 1st District RESA, and one is in the Southwest Georgia RESA area. And their job is really to work with schools and help them along this journey, walk alongside them, and serve as an instructional coach of how do you really make this culture shift. So we're excited about them, and if you're listening to this in one of those regions, we encourage you to reach out to them as they may be able to come out and support the work in your school.
So you've talked about this extreme growth we have going on in Georgia for schools seeking certification in STEM and STEAM. Can you talk a little bit about the supports that are in place for a school that is interested in this or is in the process?
So support that we provide as a Georgia Department of Education, we have our two teacher academies every year, one at Georgia College in Milledgeville, and one at Valdosta State University. Those are during the summer months, usually in June. We also have two additional trainings that we offer, one in the Blue Ridge area, which focuses on science and math, interdisciplinary approaches to learning. We've also partnered with DNR, which is the Department of Natural Resources, to host certifications for teachers in Georgia, Dr. Stream, Project Learning Tree, or Project Wild, which are all funded by the Department of Natural Resources and great resources for teachers to implement in their classroom.
We also have the STEM Forum that takes place annually in October in Athens, Georgia. It is our biggest convening that we have of the year and is really a great opportunity to just become fully immersed in STEM and STEAM education and pedagogy. We always recommend if a school is on this journey, not only to send a teacher, but to send a group of teachers. During that forum, we also have an administrator strand that's really just intended for that principal, that assistant principal, district level administrators who are trying to learn how as a leader do I move the needle in STEM and STEAM education. So we're excited about that. Our call for proposals and registration, everything is live on our website, so we encourage you to sign up for that. This past year, we also launched two new professional learning opportunities. The first is a STEAM series. We worked with museums and theaters throughout the state to really try and hone in on what is this arts integration piece of the STEAM certification and what does STEAM mean and what might it look like in my community. So we held those throughout the state in places like the Albany Museum of Art, the Booth Museum of Western Art, the Springer Theater, Morris Museum, and a few other places, and we're looking to grow that. Additionally, we also host a STEM leadership cohort, which is intended for leaders, whether that's at the school level or the district level, who are interested in learning more about how to get this work going. Through that program, we visit schools, which is really important to see the work in action, and is something that we hear consistently from our schools that have become certified. I wish I had gone to see a STEM or STEAM certified when I first started thinking about this. Seeing it in action, seeing the collaboration, seeing the types of units that these schools are producing and developing is really helpful and often is some of the best professional learning. So we do that through our cohort, but we also recommend if you're starting this process to look on our website, which is stemgeorgia.org. We have a list of all of our certified schools and figure out one that you might want to go visit. We also can help with that if you reach out to us and help you identify a school that would be the best fit for you. So if you are looking to have a more agriculture-specific focus, we can help identify a school that would fit that need or whatever it might be based on your community and your industry.
So, Megan, you mentioned Title 4A when speaking about the South Georgia region. What is Title 4A? Is that funding that schools have access to implement an innovative program such as STEM?
Yes, it's a funding opportunity where it's looking at the whole child and how we serve our students. And it's a funding source that leaves a lot of opportunity for innovation. And one of those areas is that schools can use the funding for STEM and STEAM education and to support professional learning and even to support those visits to certified schools.
Thank you for sharing all this wonderful information. Is there anything you'd like to add as we close out?
Yes. Well, if anyone is interested or want to know more about our programs and professional learning that we offer, please visit our website, which is stemgeorgia.org, and please make sure that you spell Georgia out in that when you're typing it online. So that way you can find out everything that we have to offer for our schools and for our teachers. And it also includes our contact information where you can reach us via email or phone.
We do have a listserv that we send out quarterly, and you can sign up for the listserv on our website as well. We send out all of our professional learning updates as well as if we hear about grant opportunities to support STEM and STEAM education.
So we would like to thank the math team for having us as your honorary guest.
thank
and
you.
And to be a part of your podcast.
We thank you.
So thank you.
So thank you for sharing all about STEM and STEAM programming and STEM and STEAM education in Georgia. We can see from the data you have posted on your site as well as all the informationals that it really is making a huge impact for students throughout the state, particularly in the area of mathematics, which is near and dear to our hearts. So thank you for all of your hard work and efforts, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for listening. Please join us next time on our quest to mathematize the world.